Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, we have had quite a week. Nobody will believe what is going on in the city of Benton Harbor. And we do have breaking news once again. I mean, some of the stuff that is happening today is just too remarkable. Nobody would understand exactly what's happening here in the city of Benton Harbor. But we've been very, very fortunate. As you know, the Sambo of the Year Award will be kicking off August 1st. Get your votes in. And someone else was nominated for the very first time for the Sambo of the Year Award. It looked like we have close to 10 people here in the city of Benton Harbor who have been nominated for the Sambo of the Year Award. But before I get into that, talking about the Sambo itself, I want to talk about this Sharon Tyler and this Trenton Boyne. Even though Trenton Boyne is not, he's not worth it. You know, he's just a person who have lost himself. You know, he don't even know who he is. But I want to read some of the letters. I got this many letters from people about Trenton Boyne and Sharon Tyler. I'm going to start off by reading about Sharon Tyler. She's the racist clerk in Barron County. Matter of fact, she brings Jim Crow back from the South to the North. That's what she do, because Michigan is a northern state. She's one of the most racist person that ever lived. She have no idea about what a clerk job is. She definitely don't know what a recall petition simply said. It simply say, is it factual? Is it factual and it's clear? You see, but she know most people don't know what to do. You see, and I think that's why people are writing these letters. When they write this many letters to me, I know there's a problem. You see, one of the things, see, the freedom of citizens to participate in the formation and procedures of their government through the electoral process is the foundation of democracy. You see, that's what people don't get. They don't get this. You know, these white folks, they work together, and they got a few Sambos working with them. And that's how they operate. See, that's how they keep this city under control. People don't, a lot of black folks don't even know which way is up. They're so confused about what needs to be done. It's shameful. But I'm just going to read a couple of the letters that I received this week. And next week I'll read all the text messages and stuff. And we have close to 50 messages from the post, so I wouldn't have time just to read everything they say, but here's one that I thought that was important. It said, "Dear Pastor, maybe you can help. You are right about the county. Very corrupt, especially Sharon Tyler, the clerk. Tyler met with the treasurer. I guess her name is Welp, and the register of deeds, another one of them feelings." And a reason why I can say feelings, during my trial, she got up and testified that she didn't know this family and was lying, and they knew she was lying, you see, because white people protect white people, you see. That's the difference. That's what we don't get. White people will lie, cheat, steal, kill, and do anything for each other or just another black person. And then they'll throw in a couple of black people to help them out. So anyway, especially on feelings, you know, one of them was on the jury, and they lied. The clerk and her have been friends for 20 years. And they lied. She lied and said she didn't know her. We all know her. We had all the information. You know, we had it right there in front of us. But even though we had the information, It don't work when you're dealing with white folks. They're not going to send white folks to prison. They're not going to do that. They'll find any excuse not to do it. But you can go to Walmart and steal a pack of gum. They'll send your butt to prison. Anyway, let me finish. They said the register of deeds, Phelan, or Freeland, whichever one you want to call her. I'll call her Freeland, Phelan, whatever. In May of 2020 at the Southern County Courthouse, and gave the treasurer and the register of deeds voter information. They're talking about Sharon Tyler. Is it according to her? These are her words. She says Sharon Tyler met with the treasurer and the register of deeds and gave them information, voters information. The treasurer makes black people stand in front of her at her office, but let white people sit in a chair she has in the corner. So I'm assuming this happened one day or a couple of days, but several people have been complaining about this clerk. So many people have complained about her that it's almost ridiculous. But she's a Trumper, so, and this is Trump country, you know. So Gwen gave her a good battle. You know, that was the year that we should have won. But unfortunately, they cheat. They steal votes down here. Sharon Tyler is the head. She's a thief. She's a straight-up thief, you know. And let me say this to everybody. I don't advocate for violence. You know, you may think or want me to do it, but I'm not going to do it. I've had over 300 marches down here. Not one has been violent, and they never will be, you see. So that's important. And those who don't think so, come talk to me. Talk to me. You see, don't be afraid. You don't have to go behind my back and say nothing. Just come to me. You know, just come. Anyway, let me finish. He takes county tax records home with her. I wonder what she is changing for her friends. And that's one thing you got to admit. White folks will help their friends. They will help them steal, kill, or whatever they need. White folks will help their friends. And once again, you go steal a pack of gum, you're going to jail. These folks have been doing the same thing over and over and over again. And they're going to continue until we get our heads together. What you don't understand, we're 50 million strong. You see, we can deal with them. We can make them do things they never done before. We can do that. But you have to want to do it, you see. Don't be intimidated by these devils. And let me explain, when I say devils, white devils, you know, my friends know who I'm talking about, you see. They know I know who they are. Matter of fact, we didn't have several conversations in reference to that because I explained to them who I'm talking about. I'm talking about these devils basically down here in Barron County, you know, mostly. You know, well, over 80% of them are liars and cheats, 80%. They want to be. And they want you to be intimidated by them. That won't happen. That will not happen. He goes on to say, a friend of mine had tried to get hold of her, and she is never there in the office past 4. A friend called and finally asked herself, where is she? And they said she leaves at 4. The treasurer only let people with credit cards and computer buy foreclosure properties, while poor black people can't buy their property back if it's foreclosed. But the good news about that, every piece of property that has been foreclosed here in Barron County, you will get money back. You see, that's important. You will get money back. That is the most important thing that I can tell you. You will get money back. So those of you who are out here trying to get something done, and see, one thing about black people protect white people, you see. But white people won't protect black people. Black people will not protect black people. If they can find a way to kiss up to them, they will. That's what they do. That's what they do. Black folks, why we're in this compromising position today. That's the reason. That's the reason why we're in this compromising position today. Because we allow them to do this to us. And they're going to do it for the next 200 years. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Because once they see something that works, they're never going to stop. They're never going to stop. That's their M.O., you see. You better hope and pray they don't plant no drugs on you. You better hope and pray that they don't gonna accuse you again, because most likely you're going to have an all-white jury. And you don't need evidence for an all-white jury to convict you, you see, because that's how low they is. And I hate to say this, and you know all my white friends, I got a lot of them who really, really supported me. You know, I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about these folks down in Barron County. This is the most racist county in the world. Nazi Germany could not be as bad as Barron County. It can't be. You see, it can't be as bad as Barron County, Michigan. You see, you don't have a chance in the world to get anything. Most of the time, we don't have no elected official. Oh, we do have one. We have two. Elsa Clark Griffin and Mary Alice, you know, but that's on the local level. We do have those two. Other than that, we have nothing, you see. When I say nothing, I mean exactly nothing. We can't get nothing done. All the money that I got this community, over $100 million, that's my work. Not one single dollar went to black folks. Not one single dollar went to a black contractor. Not one single dollar was circulated back in our community. And then these guys, Adamar, had the nerve to give the elected officials a trophy for giving them $100 million. What kind of world do we live in? Let me read. I'm going to read this letter, and then I'm going to move in. I'm going to let my good friend Gloria and Doris say a few words today. And I want them to say a few words, and we're going to keep it just that way. But let me talk. This letter is about Trenton Bowen. It said, "Dear Pastor, everything that you're saying about that boy is correct. He's a straight-up loser. It's almost ridiculous that someone will allow him on our school board. That is the reason why I pulled my children out of that school. I will not have someone like Trenton Bowen on the school board. I will not let my children. I love my children. And I can see a lot of parents just don't love their children enough. See, the school board, good writing, the school board is very, very important for our children because they make different policies and different things like that. But you got someone like Trenton Bowen on your school board. What you're telling us is that your school is not worth having. And also, I heard about he voted no pair the ball at the school, knowing that the children will be in cold, be cold this winter. Knowing that, he continued to vote no to have a bowler strap. Like he don't know. Last year, they had to have on their coats, boots, and gloves. And that's why I had to pull my children out. It is unfortunate that anybody would vote for. What kind of person would vote for Trenton Bowen for the school board? What type of person? Wow. Trenton Bowen has been robbed of himself. He's pitiful. He's shameful and disgraceful. And let me say this. I do not advocate violence at any time. But don't run up on me. Don't run up on me. If you do, we're going to have a good conversation. But I tell you, this is a tremendous letter. She took her time and wrote it. And I would never allow my with training on a school board, I would never allow my children to attend any Benton Harbor school. I won't. You see, I love my children. I love my grandchildren. I love my great-grandchildren. But I will not allow them to attend a school in Benton Harbor as long as you got someone like Trent Bowen on that board. I won't, you know. And it's so important that people understand this because, our children, that's our future, you know. And if we don't get it right now, we're never going to get it right, you know. So we got to get this thing right, you know, and it's unfortunate. But it is what it is. You know, if we don't stand up for our children, we're going to get what we get. And it's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. We're going to get what we are getting. Because these people, it just doesn't make sense. And remember this, talk is cheap. But talking is the way to organize and use our lives every day and talk about what we believe in. Never, ever, ever, ever allow your children to even think that they're second-class citizens. They're not. We are the most powerful race of people there is in the world, but we've been diluted. And you know how I talk about the system itself. If you ever go on trial here in the county of Barron, you don't have a chance in the world. You're dealing with bad people. Bad people do bad things. I talked about the Herald Complaint newspaper, this woman, she's a staff writer. She's not a journalist. She's basically a staff writer. The Herald Complaint don't have any journalists on the team. Even News, what's that, News 57, they don't have it. But my thing is this. We have to understand who we are, you see. A lot of times we don't understand the power that we have. That's why they come on us. They get us one at a time. They eliminate us one at a time. And we sit back and stop talking about these preachers. These preachers, that's what they are. They're nothing but preachers. They're not ministers. They're not nothing. See, my whole mission has been ordained by God. There's no way that I could have this many victories. No way. I can't do it. These white folks got me surrounded. I had to circle the wagons on them. There's no way possible that if this mission wasn't ordained by God, that we would be successful. You see, God is right here. And then here's the thing I want to do. When I die, I want God to give me permission to walk all these evil, wicked people to the gates of hell. That's what I'm asking from God right now. Let me walk them. Let me walk the Sharon Tyler, the Marcus Muhammad, the Trent Bowen, Ron Singleton, the Wayne Seeks, Sharon Henderson, Michael Seppi, John Hammond, Dennis Wyler, that's just a few of the names. I want to make sure that God gives me that authority to walk them to the gates of hell. Because there, these devils is going to hell. I'm betting my life on that they're going to hell. I already know Trent going. Ain't no way Trent going to, he threw. But anyway, God is able to do so much. We just have to make sure we're doing what we supposed to do, you see. And this whole mission, you know, for all the success that we have had is just too tremendous, you know. And then the preachers fought against me. The whole city was fighting against me. But here's the thing that got me. I didn't care. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest with these heathens, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be there to walk your butt to hell. I'm going to walk you to hell. That's what I'm asking God to allow me to do. I'm asking him right now, in the name of Jesus, please allow me to do it. I want to walk their butts to hell because it's important that we stand up for our children and do what we need to do. We're at war. This is no conflict. This is war that we're at, you see. But we just don't get it. I mean, how could you not get it? How could you do this if you claim you love your children so much? How could you love your children so much and allow these people to mistreat your children? You're not, if you're going to a Bidenhofer school, your child is not getting an education. He's not. If your child is going to Bidenhofer area school, your child is not getting an education. And it's not just Bidenhofer. It's all over the country because they got the same game plan. That's right. They got the same game plan in every city. The first thing they do is look for the Sambos. And a Sambo is simple. Buck dancing, bootlicking, person who hurts their own people for white folks. Couldn't wait, could not wait for 1 second, to make sure that your children is getting a proper education. They don't know what a proper education is. They have no clue, you see. But anytime you find people that's willing to let your child sit in the classroom with his coat, boots, gloves, and a scarf on, how can you learn from that? It is virtually impossible. You cannot learn if your hands is cold, if your feet is cold. You cannot learn no matter what they say. There's nothing worse in this world than that, you know. And look, I blame white folks for what's going on because this started over 400 years ago from the slave. Over 400 years ago. That's when this started. You see, and it's unfortunately, we didn't get it right. I was talking to this Mexican the other day. He came to my church to get some water. And he said, can I talk with you for a second? I said, sure. He said, you're the only person I've ever met that stand up for black folks in Bidenhofer. He said, I won't send my children to Bidenhofer area school. He said, I drive them to other areas of schools. He said, I understand there's a problem. He said, but I know Mexicans really don't like black folks. You know, I that's a fact. That's not all of them, you know. But I know Mexicans do not like black folks. I know that, you see. But he said that I guess I was giving him war. He said, oh, I like you. You stand up for the people. You fight for people, you know. And I said, you know, and he said, you always treat me nice. And I said, well, I treat everybody the same until you cross that line. Once you cross that line, it's a different ballgame. And I said, that's how I do things, you know. And I said, I give you the opportunity. I give you enough rope to hang yourself, you see. And that's what I believe. And you know what? He thanked me. He said, well, wow. He said, I never really had a conversation like this with a black person. But he said it's an honor to talk to someone like you. He said, because I heard all about you and what you do for people, which is important. He said, I heard all about you. And you know what I told him? Don't go home now and tell your family you just got through talking to a nigga. He said, he gave me this. He said, no, I'm not. I don't do that. He said, you're one of my heroes. And I said, okay. I let it go at that. Whether it's true or false, I don't care. You see, that's the difference between me and most of it. I don't care about stuff like that. Because of all the hell that we as black people have been through, all the abuse that we have suffered, all the mistreatment, all the torture. I mean, they tortured the men and the women. They mistreated the men and the women. They abused the men and the women. They hung us for any reason. And not one single person went to jail. Black people, men and women, was hung. When I said hung, I mean exactly that. They was hung. Not one person went to jail. Because you were property. That's what you was. You was nothing but property. And that's really a sad story to tell. You was nothing but property. This white man raped you, your husband, your children, even babies. That's why we have this guy, Michael Hoare, now. That's why he's never going to go to jail for this. He's never going to go to jail. Because they believe that white people have the authority and the power to go out and rape little children and nothing to say. Most of the time, black people are too intimidated to say something. Now, the black people are do a drive-by with you and your family. But they ain't going to touch them white devils. And we're surrounded with them. You know, can you imagine? Think about this for a second. You living on a plantation. You're 20 years old, 21 years old, married, with children. The first thing you do is rape you. When he gets through with you, he rapes your husband. And then when he gets through with you, he go and rape the children. And there's nothing you can do. Just like today, there's nothing in this world you can do. You don't have the backing of law enforcement. There is no law here. There is no constitution for black people. We're just existing. And then they got all these dumb football players and basketball players and baseball players. They're about as stupid as you can get. They really think they live in the life because they think these white folks like them. They don't like them. You're just a gladiator to them. You just a gladiator to them. And this is what we have to get through our head. We got to put ourselves aside and start thinking about the future of our children. There's nothing more important than the future of our children. And whether we like it or not, we better get ready for it. Because this thing is going to get worse before it gets better. They got a plan, and they're executing their plan. Ben Harbin is a perfect example of their plan. They just take what they want. All they have to do is find one Sambo. Oh, let me say this before we leave. July the 15th is a cutoff date to nominate all the Sambo. Right now, we got Marcus Muhammad, we got Trent Boyd, we got Ron Singleton, we got Dwayne Seats, we got Miletta Seats, we got Judge Mabels, we got McGinnis, Chief of Police McGinnis, and Sharon Henderson, and I know I'm missing somebody. If anybody I miss, the voting starts August the 1st, so be ready. We're going to try to make sure that we get enough people. We're going to do the same thing we did last year. Last year was such a success. Last year was such a success that I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that Sample of the Year. Matter of fact, an organization from Grand Rapids, Michigan, called me and asked me could they use the sample. I said, of course. I got it from Detroit. The people in Detroit is where I got it from. I didn't create that. Only thing I did was made it more important. I brought the first mother and son samples nomination to the forefront. We did that. I brought the first samples, and now people across, especially the state of Michigan, and utilizing it. I am not the author of the Sample Award. All I'm doing is running the Sample Award for the city of Benton Harbor, and then our winner goes national with the winner from Grand Rapids, Detroit, all the Battle Creek, Kalamazoo. They battle out for the Sample of the whole state. And from there, I don't know where they go. They probably go national, but it's something that's very, very, very important. And let me say this to everybody. We have a major, major problem. What you do about it is on you. And let me repeat this. I don't advocate violence. That's on you. Whatever you do is on you. I have nothing to do with it and don't want to because I don't believe that. We had over 300 marches in my time. Over 300, and not one was violent. So they will try, you know, they'll try anything. They'll plant drugs on you. They'll claim that you advocating violence, which don't mean nothing. That's why I got lawyers. It don't mean a thing. But what's important is that we do what needs to be done. On that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend Gloria. Let her say a few words. Then I'm going to bring Doris in and Annette. And we're going to take it from there. I tell you, I'm excited today, and this has really been a wonderful, 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 wonderful program. And I just get a chance to talk and just educate the people. What you do with that information is on you. Whatever you do with that information is strictly on you. Let me bring in my good friend Gloria, because I know she got something to say. And also, the new word, the new thing that we use now, we don't use target individual. We use other things. Talk to me, Gloria. Gloria, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, talk to me, girl. How you doing?
Well, the term you should have used today is GIPS. You know, the Ghetto Informant Program. That's what's going on in our communities. But something else about the unwitting non-consensual U.S. human subjects of unethical experimentation, also known as targeted individuals, there's a lot of progress that's being made. There is a lawyer that is pursuing this, and you have to keep striking at it. This has been going on since 2014, and we're finally getting somewhere. So I'd like to thank everyone on that committee. It's awesome. And I feel that anyone that hears what's going on, they should be a part of this, because if it's me today, it's liable to be you tomorrow. So, you know, we have to stop this madness before it continues in all aspects. It's an indication that our country is going down, that the nation is losing it, because the way they let the fights go on, the criminal, you know, the stores being robbed. Oh, well, if they don't take the X number of dollars, it's okay. They can rob it. Something's wrong. And it's time we wake up. The universe is trying to wake us up. But we have to get up and stand up and stand up to these people. It's we the people. And what happened to that? We have to go back to that. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely. Gloria, tell me when you first found out that you was a, well, you don't use the term target individual again. Can you repeat that, the word that y'all use now?
Well, it's still targeted, but unwitting U.S. human subjects of unethical experimentation. Yes. And, you know, with everything coming to a head, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, it's time now. We can't just sit back and listen to the news. We have to be a part of it.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. I agree 100%. Absolutely. All right, then, Glo, I just want you to say a few words to get us started. And always, hey, let's talk. How's Amy doing?
Amy is still interested in going to Ghana. And,
okay. All right, well, let's talk off the air. We'll talk soon. All right,
all
now
right,
take care of yourself. All right.
Peace.
Let me bring in my good friend Belinda Parker Brown and see what she got to say, because it's been very, very exciting today. Talk to me, Belinda Parker Brown. Tell me what's going on in your world.
Pastor Pinckney, I'm coming on the show late, but I just want to let you know. I want to let you know that we had the webinar yesterday that was very powerful and very profound on hands off Uhuru and hands off the African Socialist Party, and we played the video that was the chairman speaking and Moscow. I'm trying to say it right, but it was in this foreign country that he had went, and he spoke so profound to it just shook the whole building. And, you know, we listened to that video for the first hour of the webinar, and I'm just calling to encourage everybody. I'm going to send you the link and to begin to share it widely. Pastor Pinckney, I would love for you to be able to have your audience, you know, weigh in on that conversation and talk about what that really means, that the chairman has been doing this same work for over 50 years now. And now all of a sudden, the message, they want to pretend as though the message have changed, and it have not. It's still the same. And that's the reason why we're saying that the FBI attack on the Uhuru movement and the African Socialist Party, you know, people are going to have to get outraged. If they're not outraged already, Pastor Pinckney, they need to be outraged. If they talked about, you know, the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King and the assassination of Malcolm X and all of these other great leaders that we had that was framed and plotted and schemed against by the FBI to murder those individuals, then they need to be putting a very close look at what's happening to the chairman and the Uhuru movement with the African Socialist Party. They need to be taking a very close look right now. It's time for people to wake up, Pastor Pinckney.
Absolutely. I agree with 100%. And it's time for people to wake up. You know, we keep singing the same song. It's time for people to wake up. And most people, if you got a house, you got a car, you got a job, you think you'd have made it in this world. But the problem is that you don't know what you're doing. There's so many other little things that's going on here that's actually destroying us piece by piece. You know, and this is what, you know, as a black person, you got to have a vision. And I think, you know, it's time for us to wake up. But the question is, will we wake up? Will we wake up, Belinda? Will we wake up? That's the problem. I don't see it because they got us coming and going. You know, everything we do, we have to go and ask them. There's nothing we can do because we have allowed our community to be like it is. No dollars circulating. Over $100 million came through Benton Harbor. And yet still, not one dime went to black folks other than the elected official dipping into it. But not $1 that was used, that was circulated in our community. So there was a lot of stuff that you're saying. But go ahead, keep talking. Tell me.
You know, Pastor Pinckney, what you're saying is, you know, we sit back and we let these Sambo, you know, leaders, you know, hand, what we call it is the the people that's been handpicked and paid that look like us, that don't represent us. And down here in Louisiana, we call them the petty bourgeois, you know, because they don't, they think that they're braggadocious. They're going around bragging and boasting about what they have. And it's a crying shame, Pastor Pickman, because you've been down here before. You didn't look around. You see what's going on down here. And these people sit around and just let these people keep their foot on their neck down here, you know. And all of a sudden, you know, what they do is that they jump up and down for a minute, but then soon when everything die down, they everything go back to normal as though it's okay.
Yeah, you're 100% correct, Glenda Parker Brown. And it's unfortunate that we don't see it. Even the school system, they use the same playbook all over the country for our children, you see, and we don't see it. You know, they put people on that school board who have no idea that what they're doing, well, I guess they do have the idea that what they're doing is wrong. But they think that you don't know what they're doing is wrong. And that's what we be faced with every single day of our life. Every single day, they got us coming and going. You go to the courthouse, all-white jury. How could an all-white jury be a jury of your peers? I don't see how. There's no way a white person can be a your peer. It's not possible. You see, but they tell you that because most of the time, most people don't know. You know, they done got us so messed up, we don't even know which way is up. You know, and it's a shame, Belinda. It's a shame.
Yeah, it's a crying shame. Like my grandmother used to say, Pastor Pickney, but we got to let them know that this is our time now and that we know what they're doing to us. We're no longer ignorant to the fact. We're very knowledgeable about what's going on, Pastor Pickney. So I really appreciate you for giving me this time to speak, and I hope to see you in St. Louis in August because we're going to have, I'm telling you, it's going to be an awesome time that we're going to be able to see the great work that the Uhuru movement and the African Socialist Party, how they've been moving and shaking and taking ground and land and everything and building buildings and St. Louis, Missouri, Pastor Pickney, I'm looking forward to seeing you there so we can have a good time and celebrate all the great things that the Uhuru movement and the African Socialist Party is doing to help us as black people in America to become more self-sufficient for ourselves.
Absolutely. And always remember this, when black folks help black folks, that makes white folks mad. They don't want to see black people helping black people. You see, because they won't see them crawling on your knees for stuff. You know, if you're not crawling to them on your knees for stuff, it makes a difference, you know. And it's really important that we understand exactly where we're at and what we need to do, because this thing is serious, Belinda. This is nothing to play with, you know. I understand what's going on, you know. I just hope that my children can understand what's going on, because this is not a pretty picture, you know. And the point is, you know, we're at war, but we're the only one not fighting. That's the problem there. But look, you got a few more.
You know, Pastor Pickney, I want to say this. You know, when you know, you always knew what was going on. You know,
yeah.
We go way back, Pastor Pickney, and you always knew what was going on. But the problem is that people don't listen and they don't do nothing until something happened to them. And you was very profound about speaking that, telling people not to wait until something happened to them before they wanted to do something. So I really appreciate you letting people know, but it's just time for people to just stop and listen and wake up, Pastor Pickney, for our children, our grandchildren, and the, like you said, if we don't do something now, later it's always going to be too late for us.
It's going to be too late. And the sad part, they know this. See, these devils, they know this. They've been doing, you know, one thing, the only thing, you know, all these people all over the country, I know that my mission was ordained by God. The only way that I could have been successful at this with all these evil, wicked people is that he had to ordain it. I'm asking God right now to allow me to walk these people, all these evil, wicked people, to the gates of hell so they can really get what they deserve. They're not going to get what they deserve here on earth, you know. But God got to come in and say, Reverend, you walk them to the gates of hell for us. As they come up here, just wait for them. That would be my heaven right there, just walking them. On that note, Belinda Foster Brown, I will talk to you soon.
I love it, Pastor Pickering. You have a great show.
I don't want to walk these fellas, the Marcus Muhammad, John Bailey,
a beautiful
Judge Wiley, Judge Maybelline, the Fitz, both my mama and the son, walking them all, Ryan Singles, and walk them all down the hill. And then there's some in other states they want me to walk, I'll walk them down through the gates of hell. Because they're going to get what they deserve. They think they got it made, but they don't. Because we, as black people, we are the chosen people. On that note, Belinda Parker Brown, I will talk to you soon.
All right. Love you, Pastor Pickett. Give my love to George and his family. All right. Bye-bye.
You know, do the same for me. Talk to you later. All right. Let me bring in my good friend Annette and see what Annette got on her mind. Because I kind of think she got something on her mind. Because I might need some help walking all these people through the gates of hell. But let me walk my favorite people through the gates of hell. Because I know it's coming. Annette,
that's right. That's right. You're talking to Saint Anne, the Thug Angel, ready to walk with you, Brother Foot Pickney. I want you to know I'm a daughter of the deacons for the defense. So again, we want everybody to please come on board with Jonesboro, Louisiana, and recognizing our ancestors and forefathers that they took up those arms and they were the first ones. They were the first ones. They were the ones who Huey P. Newton was actually named after Huey P. Long, who married the white Davis, Robert Davis, R.W. Davis, that signed the deed with my great-grandfather, Wes Davis, and they say we are a family. We are a family business. And that's why we're asking everybody, because I'm going to tell you, in our lifetime, we're going to get what belongs to us, Reverend Pinky, in our lifetime. And maybe this week, we're going to start blowing it into existence. I want you to see that we have been blowing the whistles and the whistleblowers. We need to praise the Lord for the victories that we have been receiving. Again, I know you've seen Hunter Biden. I know you've seen Donald Trump. I know you've seen George Santos. When you go on to the Davis Brothers website, when you go onto that website and you pull up the open corporate, now again, these are the business groupings. These are the people who have come on and actually been stealing our wealth. When I say our, this is an inheritance to our black people, and this is residual income along with royalties that will be paid through the black churches for separation of church and state. So each month you will be getting a royalty check, and we're asking every family have a family business. This is a way that you will ensure that no one, we can eradicate poverty. And I said eradicate it. We mean we will not have nobody being in lack. No person, no man too rich, no man too poor. Every man a king and every woman a queen, and no one wear a crown. And that is through the teachings of the Davis Brothers Lumber Company, Ansley, Louisiana, Huey P. Long, on YouTube videos. So again, we're asking every single person. Now we have really been blowing the whistle. I'm so proud of the whistleblowers blowing the whistle. Las Vegas, I want to give a big shout out to Las Vegas. Las Vegas been shouting out Louisiana, and they saying, listen, we're coming on board. A lot of our people are out here on the West Coast. They don't even know what's going on down in the dirty, dirty South, out there in the wild, wild West. But we let, and again, my brothers and sisters up in St. Louis, please be looking for me. because I have to come there as well to take care of business as well. I really want it to be understood, like you said, Pastor Pinckney, this is a spiritual journey. This is a spiritual journey, and each person got to answer for themselves. Each person, you got to answer for yourself. And that's the way these claims are going to be. You have to answer for you and your household. Whenever you do not claim what belonged to you, because it is under unclaimed property in your state. So please go to your great-great-grandfolks' names and start just pulling out every name and see if the state have any unclaimed property. You could start with there, but at the same time, we're not going to stop right there. We're going to keep it going and blowing the whistle. So each person in your household need to have a whistle. A whistle is so, so important. We are in Bossier, Shreveport area, and there was a horrific storm came. And the reason why the storm came, and it was really sort of kind of like a surprise in the middle of the night. And we have been without power, and I think it is still some residents who are still yet without power in drastic heat. Now, What occurred was we actually had some of these demons and devils that were actually in the area saying they were campaigning, yet we didn't see any campaign speeches or any of that. And maybe they, you know, wanted to come and make a visit, but I tell you what, God say, you got to visit me first. You got to come through me. We're going to shut it down. Now what you going to do? It's not Louisiana Power, Georgia Power, Alabama Power. It's not NV Energy, PG&E, this is the holy power of God. So, again, this is our mission, and we had Queen B on the line. We got Queen D, Miss Doris holding it down, Miss Doris Hicks holding it down. Again, as Miss Gloria said, we have targeted individuals, and you become to be very targeted. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend Pinckney. And, you know, the mob, they even have a standard where they say don't mess with the wife and children. I want you to know these terrorists, they have no, do you hear me? Because Satan is after the seed, which are our children anyway. And like you say, everything we do and everything I do, it is not just from what they did to us and our forefathers and our ancestors and what they're doing to us, but like you say, what they have put in place for the pitfalls for our children. Now, we want you to know we're blowing the whistle. We want you to know we're not going to be playing the same games that have been played all down through the generations. And whatever belonged to us, we want what belonged to us. And it's our money, and we want it now. And so now it's not fair for us to sit back and not do anything when our forefathers and mothers have worked so hard, they've given so much. And I can never stress enough. I tell people, please go back and look at a lot of that. You know, when you're dealing with a lot of history and things like that, you actually do time travel. You feel what they're feeling. You are there in the midst of the moments. And when you read the documents and you see how, you know, so much was stolen and what all they went through, but how intelligent they were, though. How intelligent they were without the internet, without telephones, without, you know, cars. I mean, how did they do all of that then? And here we are doing nothing now. That's so unacceptable. So, again, I want every single person to please blow the whistle. Thank you so much, Pastor Pinckney. Thank you so much for everything that you have done. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. That's some powerful words. Let me bring in Doris right fast, and we'll talk to him. Doris, you got a couple of minutes? Just say what you got to say. Let's make it happen. Talk to me, Doris.
Oh, hey, Reverend Pinckney. I had to be clear there. I wasn't coming in so clearly. Praise the Lord, and thank you so much, Queen Annette. I mean, she's on it. What can I say? She pretty much brought you up to date on everything, and we just remain prayerful, and we just, you know, look up to the Most High God, who sits on his throne. They haven't knocked him off the throne. So, Reverend Pickney, with all your hard work that you have going on in Benton Harbor, we just lift you up and let us know how we can, you know, spread the message. I do invite others to come and listen to your program in other parts of the country. So we just appreciate you. Much gratitude to you.
I appreciate that, too, because, you know, we got a tremendous people. They, for a whole hour, they just listen. So I'm not mad at them. But look, I will get back with you. I want to close it out now, and let's talk soon. Thank you, George.
All right, thank you.
All right. And listen, I think this is important. The Sambo of the Year Award, the nominees will be cut off July the 15th. So get your people in here that you want to nominate. Also, Grand Rapids will also be having their Sambo of the Year Award. They're getting nominees now, and they're going to cut theirs off also on July 15th, and then they're going to start August 1st for people can vote in Grand Rapids. I wish Battle Creek and Kalamazoo also did the same thing. I don't know a lot. I know Battle Creek is. Battle Creek group is going to cut theirs off too on July 15th and start the voting on August the 1st. So we got a pretty strong cast this time of Sambos. We got Sambos everywhere. You know, they all over the place, you know. And I don't want everybody, I want you to vote. Look these people up and get your vote in. Remember, you know, the mayor here, he's won it 2 years in a row, the Sambo of the Year. You see, he got some strong competition now. He got that Trent Bowen, a guy who has, he don't know who he is or what he is. He's a thing. Let's call him a thing. And then we have that Sharon Henderson, a real Sambo, been a Sambo, her whole family Sambos, you know. And then we have Ron Singleton, who actually stole a whole radio station, also stealing money right now from the residents of Benton Harbor, getting lieutenant pay and won the lieutenant when he retired. So that's important, you know. Then we got the mother and son. They're back again. Because I think they're in it to win it this time. There's a lot of stuff that people don't know about them that they need to know so they can get their votes in it. Because I think that's crucial. Then we have the chief of police himself who actually don't do nothing. I never heard of you call 911 and they ask, is the person that needs help black or white? I never heard that before. Until this lady told me exactly what it was when she told them that they were white, and she had been waiting over an hour. And when she told them they were white, they were you could hear the sirens running, you know. But that's how you know things are for us, you know. That's where we mess up. We let these people get away with that, you know. We got to be willing to make the sacrifice. My thing is this: I'm going to ask God to let me walk these people to hell because that's what we have to do, walk these people to hell. I want to walk them, all these, they number devils. I want to walk them through the gates of hell so they can get what they deserve. You know, we don't have the power now to do nothing. Only thing we can do is just do what we do and be careful that they don't plant drugs on you or plant a gun on you or anything because they capable of doing that. And they get that all white jury, you toast it, you know. And you don't need evidence, you know. So that's how this thing works. You know, we're dealing with a monster, you know. And then we got black folks working with them to help them complete. I mean, it just don't make no sense. I mean, in our poor school system, I would never accept what's going on in school. I would rather my children be at home and be homeschooled than go to a school that's ran by black folks that actually ran by white folks. That's how it is. It's ran by black folks, but it's actually ran by white folks. You know, they got their people on there. People don't. I mean, who gonna, now look, y'all got to see Trent Bowen. Y'all got to see him. You know, who gonna put this boy on a school board? Who? What type of person? What type of person would put him on a school board? You got to be sick. Something got to be. You got to say, I don't love my children no more. That's what you say. When you voted for that Trenton Bourne, you were saying, I don't love my children. You see, I don't want to give them the opportunity to be successful. That's what you're saying. And you got it, and they get away with this mess. And we let them. Black folks going around here voting for somebody like that on a school board. You got to be as sick as they come. And listen, I want to make this clear, because the first thing they be crying, I'm advocating, but I don't advocate violence. But don't run up on me. I'm saying this. I let one guy get away, but I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that, because we had a lot to accomplish. But I'm telling you this. We got to do what we got to do. We got to make sure our children is taken care of, and they're not being taken care of here at Ben Hart. And it's probably all over the country. It's the same for them. They see, one thing about white folks, there's nothing new that they do. Everything they do is the same thing, especially if it's working. When they was going around hanging black folks, you know, everybody did this because it worked. When they were going around raping the women and the children and the men, it worked. Going around and just educating our children. They're not going to change. It works. So, but we don't have nobody to blame but ourselves. So let's get out here and do what we're supposed to do and lead these devils where they're supposed to be, in hell. I'm asking right now. This whole mission has been ordained by God. Give me the authority. Give me the authority to walk these devils to hell. I want to walk them to the gates because they deserve every single minute of this. We got to stop them. And on that note, we have just ran out of time.